Okay. So yeah, I feel that the end definitely is just chaos. I'm definitely probably not doing a good job defending the film. I'm just explaining that I disagree with the notion that somehow their relationship is vindicated, because it definitely isn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, so as far as what I liked, I enjoyed the humor. The direction is incredible. I don't know. I enjoyed the music choices. I think that Friedkin, when you look at his filmography, he is just a morally, he is a shameless, fearless director, and that works to his benefit sometimes. Sometimes it works to his, you know, it does the absolute opposite. If you've ever seen Cruising, which is some people defend it and they do a fairly good job. I find it one of the most depressing, horrible films to watch, and hateful, disgusting. So yeah, I'm not I'd like to think of myself as not an auteurist to the point where I just like everything from a director because I like the director. That's not the case. I dislike Scorsese films. I almost disliked Django, but I'm not a huge Reservoir Dog fan. I don't know. I guess like in Friedkin's case, I find him very refreshing. And if you've ever seen Sorcerer, you'll know why. Or even The Exorcist, which I think is a superior horror film. But yeah, he just dives headfirst into the material that other people shy away from. And in doing that, I think he's occasionally going to have these transcendent moments and fearless, honest moments.